So we'll have to cut our taxes. We'll have to cut our public expenditure. We'll have to cut our regulation. And then the Tories in England will cut it further.
But some people still didn't like what they heard, showing their true feelings.
Get back to England. Did you hear that? Did you hear that? Now there is the authentic voice. Get back to England. I'll go wherever I like, Buster, whether you like it or not. And I'll speak wherever I like.
Undeterred, George developed his case against separation, pointing out what he believes would happen in Westminster after separation.
Politics and the economics of this simply don't add up. And for another reason. If the Tories are perpetually in power at Westminster, they're going to create a right-wing, Thatcherite, free market paradise for business.
As the event drew to a close, I caught up with George, curious to know if he has always been against Scottish independence.
Totally. I'm against the breakup of countries unless there's an overwhelming need to do so. I'm against the breakup of Iraq. I was against the breakup of Yugoslavia. I'm now against the breakup of Spain and Belgium and Italy and all the other places where there are separatist tendencies, because I think that working people, by and large, are left worse off on both sides of the then existing border.
Passionate feelings and arguments aside, what will happen on September the 18th?
I think we're over 60% now, maybe in the low 60s, but that's not enough for me. I want to win this by a big margin to close it down for a generation, because Scotland has more important things to talk about than a constitution.
George Galloway's plea to remain in the Union struck a chord with most of the people in the room. His central argument was that Scottish separation would severely weaken England, Wales and Scotland whilst diminishing Britain's standing in the world. Apart from a small minority, most of the audience seemed to agree with this stance, wary of what independence offers them.
That was George Galloway, always the showman. Well, another member of our team, Faizah Ahmed, has been pounding the streets of London finding out what English people think about Scottish independence and how it'll affect them. Here's what they said.
I'm not a Scot, but if it means that they can they have more autonomy as a country, it might be a good thing.
In terms of the outcome, I'd like Scotland to remain as part of the UK, because it just makes the UK stronger in terms of economically. So in terms of that, I'd like Scotland to remain as part of the UK.
I don't care. I don't live in Scotland. I live in England. I'm an Englishman.
I don't care, really, if they leave us or not. If they do, I we'd be better off without them. I think because this country gives them loads of money and what they get, you know, and so that I think we would be. And if they want to go, let them go.
I think there will be an effect politically in the country, because a significant amount of Labour MPs are Scottish, and therefore if Scotland is no longer part of the UK, that will be lost to the Labour Party.
I just feel that the fact that one part of the UK is considering leaving leaves me personally feeling a bit sad and a bit unsettled, because you feel, okay, is this the first step? What happens next?
Because it affects us all. We are, you know, a country, a united kingdom. So, you know, Scotland is part of Great Britain.
Any more than Britain seems to be weakened already, I'm not sure. I don't think it would weaken Britain as a world power. No, I don't think that would make much difference.
As a world power, I think it will weaken our economy, and we might lose some of our identity.
Sending gunships to places. Incidentally, they're in Scotland currently building aircraft carriers for the British government. But the days of empire are over, and one of the problems for Britain is coming to terms with the fact.
Joining us in the studio now is Callum McCormick. Callum was born in Glasgow and is a contributor to Bella Caledonia online magazine. He's also a PhD candidate in political science at Birkbeck College, and he's a Yes campaign activist. Callum, thanks a lot for coming in today.
Thanks for having me.
First, I'd like to just ask you a simple question. Why are you voting yes on September the 18th?
Well, I think the two strongest arguments for a yes vote are
what you might call the democratic argument and the progressive argument. Democratic argument says that Scotland as a people should elect its own government that represents its interests and views. Mm. We currently have a government which we didn't elect. Through the 80s and 90s, we had governments that we didn't elect that inflicted real damage on the Scottish people. And I think the only way to prevent that happening again, say at the next general election, is for Scotland to vote yes. Mm. And also I would say the progressive argument is that Scotland is a country that I think can do much better, than the neoliberal free market offerings from Westminster. And I think that the Scottish people, if given the chance, through full powers that would come with independence, could create an alternative that could really not only improve the lives of Scots, but offer a real alternative to the world.
Today we're talking about the rest of the UK, how it's going to affect the rest of the UK. Economically, politically, how's it going to affect the rest of the UK?
I think the important thing to say is that Britain, sadly, if you like, is a declining power. Scottish independence, if you like, is going to be a watershed in terms of really ending that idea that Britain is a stable country, the land of democratic institutions. And that's why so much of the British establishment is opposed to it, that it's going to really weaken British prestige. But I think from my perspective, British prestige, British power, isn't doing much good in the world. If you look at since 2001, the 21st century, what has British power and British prestige done? It's led to the war in Iraq, war in Afghanistan. Just this week, Britain was one of three countries, along with the United States and Israel, not calling for an immediate stop to the Israeli attacks on Gaza. Now, I don't really want to be a part of that. I don't think most people in Scotland want to be a part of that. And I actually think most people in Britain don't want to be a part of that. So I think the possibility of independence gives us a chance to really take a different direction in the world.
What do you think about what George Galloway said? Because obviously George Galloway is an anti-imperialist figure. He's against NATO and Britain's foreign wars, but he is for the Union.
George Galloway is a person I think I admire, and I would probably be quite in a minority in the Yes campaign because I think he's obviously upset a lot of people. But I think what George misses is that George thinks that the campaign for Yes is basically about Scottish nationalism. Now, I'm not a Scottish nationalist. I don't think that we should just retreat into ourselves and have our own little country and not engage with the world. I want to see a Scotland that's a positive good in the world, that can offer solidarity like the Scottish government did this week to the people in Gaza, can offer solidarity to all oppressed peoples around the world, can try and be an agent for peace in the world rather than an agent for war, which is what Britain is. So I think if George really, in his heart of hearts, the things that he's really opposed to, and I know he is passionately opposed to those things, I think Scottish independence is the best way to achieve those things.
I mean, Britain is an imperial nation, isn't it?
Of course.
Always has been.
Of course.
Are they really going to allow Scotland to go independent? Have their own territory broken up?
I think that's inevitable. I think the agreement signed between the Scottish government and the Westminster government is absolutely clear that if Scotland votes yes,
they can't nobble it.
They can't nobble it. I don't think they can. I mean, maybe they will try. I wouldn't really put anything past them, if you want me to put it that way, but I think if Scotland votes yes, Scotland will become an independent country.
And do you think this could lead to other secessionist movements if Scotland does go independent? Is it going to be Wales in 20 years' time, Northern Ireland?
Well, I think it could reopen the Irish question in interesting ways, but perhaps that's another show. But I think Catalonia is obviously taking, I think the people there are taking great inspiration from what's happening in Scotland in terms of their own attempts to break free from the Spanish state. And I don't think that's a bad thing. I mean, democracy is not a bad thing. If more people have representative governments that represent their interests and their views, I can't see how that can be a bad thing.
And Scotland itself, is it going to be viable as such a small country without the anchor of the powerhouse that is England?
Well, I mean, people often say Scotland won't get the call from the White House, but in my opinion, if the call from the White House is saying let's invade Iraq, I would rather not get that call. Do you know what I mean? So I think that Scotland is a small North European country with 5 million people, its resources are limited, it won't be able to remake the world.
Yeah.
But what I think it can do is offer a positive alternative to small countries and large countries of a different way of acting in the world, a way that, as I say, of peace and solidarity.
And George Galloway there was quite confident that this is going to be at least 60-40 in favour of a no vote. And the polls seem to be backing him up. What do you think is going to happen September the 18th? Do you have any hope?
Yeah, well, I'm not engaged in happy talk on the polls. I think the polls are not moving the way we would like them to. But all I would say is that I think the real hope for the Yes campaign is that we can involve people who don't normally get involved in the political process, who don't get pulled by the pollsters. If these people can come out in enough force, I think that can tip the balance in our favour on September the 18th.
OK. Well, I really appreciate you sparing the time. Thanks. Coming down from Glasgow to London today. Thanks a lot,
Callum.
It's a
pleasure.
For coming.
Thank you.
OK, we're fast approaching the end of the show, but before we go, here's Faiza Ahmed again with what you've been saying on social media.
So this week, we wanted to find out how you all think Scotland gaining independence will impact Britain as a world power. We received a number of mixed responses, and starting with Hassan from the UK. Now, he's emailed in to say, why does anyone think Scotland breaking away from the UK will in any way affect our standing on the world stage? We are already diminished on the world stage as the emerging countries such as India, Brazil and China are and will continue to increase their own profiles. Now, Robert from the UK doesn't think it's going to be a problem at all. He says, let the Scots go if they want. Britain will exist with Scotland or without it. Britain and England are synonymous in the eyes of foreigners. And Helen from the UK has emailed in to say, frankly, I couldn't care less what happens to the rest of the UK once Scotland is independent. But if there's a possibility it might finally be forced to live within its real means, then that's not a bad thing, surely. Now, equally strong sentiments are being expressed on Twitter. And Mike says, UK posturing as a world power is expensive and embarrassing. Better a wealthy, independent Scotland leading by example. Now, keeping in line with what Mike has said, Harry has tweeted saying, Scotland, you think voting yes will bring a better Scotland. You're wrong. It will bring a better world. Power to you all, an Englishman. Whereas Kerry from the UK says, I hope Scotland stays part of the UK. I just think this power on the world stage thing is overrated and expensive. And finally, Susan from the UK says, I wonder how Scotland would feel living next door to a nuclear power. I know how I feel about what Scottish people have done to England in the last 20 years. And that's all we have from the world of social media. Now, if you'd like to be part of the conversation and have your comments featured on the show, you can do so by sending us an email. You can engage with us via social media by joining our Facebook page or following us on Twitter. The details will be on your screens.
Okay, that's all the time we have for today. I hope you enjoyed the show, and once more, thank you to our guests for joining us. Also, please don't forget to contact us with your views on the show and the issues raised in the programme. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you again next time for more news, opinion and analysis on the upcoming Scottish referendum. Bye-bye.